14-year-old Reet Underwood was at the Jewish Community Center on Sunday to try out for the KC Superstar Competition. It's similar to American Idol, but recognizes the best high school singer with a scholarship. Reet's grandfather, a physician, gave him a ride. The two were both shot in the parking lot.
It was tragic and senseless.
Chris Riffer is the speech and debate teacher at Blue Valley High School, where Reet was a freshman. Riffer says Reet was a great kid and a hard worker. In his first semester, he competed in 7 tournaments.
He competed at the highest level for a first-year debater that you could probably compete with at a novice level. He medaled in debate frequently.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Just about 6:30 this morning, across the street from the high school, Reet's classmate, freshman Jeremy Jacobs, met with reporters before a student-led vigil. He wore a white shirt in honor of Reet.
It's really hard to accept the fact that he won't be in school with us again.
It was middle school when he and Reet started performing together in musicals. Most recently, they shared the stage in Guys and Dolls.
He was always the kid that would just come into the room and would automatically light everyone up because he had these huge dimples that just made everyone smile, and he always had the smile on his face.
Blue Valley Principal Scott Bacon was fielding phone calls this week and making sure counselors were on hand for staff and students. Bacon says he was just getting to know Reet, but he'd made a memorable first impression at the beginning of the school year when he sang the national anthem at an annual breakfast.
Oh, say, can you see?
And certainly at that point in time, I thought we had another star in the making. Very talented. I had a tremendous personality.
Reet was a Boy Scout on his way to becoming an Eagle Scout and volunteered with his church. Student Jeremy Jacobs says they also sang in the school choir together.
In our choir, we sang a song called I Hear a Voice of Praying, which is our men's chorus. And it was his favorite song that we sang. And so we'll be singing that at his funeral on Friday. We're just doing it to, again, honor him because he was always the one that loved singing and loved performing.
At the top of Reet Underwood's Twitter page, he included the quote, "Live life to the fullest and never give up." Classmates say they're taking that advice to heart. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.
Judgment day. Every time I hear a sinner cry, I wonder where I'm going when I come.